home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
When it comes to keeping your car running right, trust the team that's got your back. Big O Tires. Located on State Road 39 in Lebanon, Big O does it all. Oil changes, alignments, tire rotations, brakes, and more. Whether you're prepping for a road trip or just tackling that overdue maintenance, the certified technicians at Big O Tires will get the job done right the first time. Check them out on Facebook for exclusive deals and updates. Next time your vehicle needs a little love, head over to Big O Tires in Lebanon and talk to manager Lauren and owner Alan. Big O Tires is the team you trust.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
And they're off. Look at that speed, that style, that weight. What's that behind the pace car?
It's a cargo trailer from TC Trailers, and it's rushing the competition in storage value and sheer trailer goodness.
TC Trailers has over 300 trailers on the lot. Haulers, goosenecks, concessions, everything but the checkered flag.
Need a pit stop? TC's got full in-house repair shop, parts store, and financing that'll have you back on track faster than a tire change.
Zoom over to tc-trailers.com or cruise out to State Road 28 East of Frankfort. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Join HoosierLandTV.com as we celebrate the class of 2026 with live coverage of the Rossville High School graduation ceremony. Watch as students take the next big step towards their future on Sunday, May 31st at 2 p.m. Family, friends, and community members can share in this special milestone from wherever they are with exclusive coverage on HoosierLandTV.com. Congratulations to the graduating class of Rossville High School. Graduation coverage brought to you by Wampler Services Incorporated and Milner Community Healthcare.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
Tonight, the road to a sectional title reaches its final stop. Join us for the live coverage of the boys' baseball sectional championship as Clinton Prairie Gophers take on the Rossville Hornets. Sam and Kyle bring you every pitch, every hit, and every game-changing moment as one team claims the sectional crown and advances in the state tournament. Live coverage begins at 5:45 tonight on AM 1570, 96.9 WILO, and Boone 102.7. Brought to you by the Farmers Bank, Collisions Unlimited, Milner Health Services, Wampler Services Incorporated, Home National Bank, and Davis Comfort Solutions.
Welcome back to the second half of Party Line here on WILO, Boone 102.7, and also HoosierLandTV.com. The online telecast brought to you by Mann's Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Lanen's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Braden Business Systems, Avery Home Store, Copper Electric Services, LLC, BFW Post 1110 in Frankfort, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, Community Foundation serving Howard, Clinton, and Carroll counties, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires in Lebanon, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginn Funeral Home, Colligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, 51 West Event Center. The radio broadcast going over the airwaves today is brought to you by TC Trailers. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight. Ivy Tech Community College, changing lives. Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big deals, save money now and 24/7 at welovebigdeals.com. Boone, Clinton, and Carroll County Daily News, your free local news service. Oh, yeah. Probably I'd turn you up, hadn't I?
That's all right.
Back in the studio with me today, Cindy Loveless.
You know what's happening tonight? I'm going to be at Nickel and Rye.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Nickel and Rye Pub and Eatery grand opening is today. If you don't have your reservations yet, which you don't have to have reservations, but if you don't have your reservations yet, by all means, get those called in today. Otherwise, plan on joining us this evening. I will be broadcasting live 4 o'clock until 6 tonight. Looking forward to this because I have had the chance to have a sneak peek inside Nickel and Rye to see the new location. It's not a new location for them, but they have done a lot of work on the inside, and it's just very cool.
I want to see the history of it, yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, you can enjoy the great food, but you can also just want to sit and look at the walls because they've done such a great job in doing the walls. So, very interesting. Looking forward to it. So, not that one. That's not the phone line. Oops.
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's weird. Oh, okay. Never mind.
Oops, there we go. Hello.
Yeah, no, I was trying to figure out, wait a minute, why is it? And then I know why it's.
Okay. So. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yep.
Okay, good morning, caller.
Good morning, girls.
Hi.
Kevin Reitenauer.
Oh, hi, Kev. How are you?
Good.
Good. What's going on?
Oh, we have our breakfast this weekend.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Department. Oh, I need to add that to the list then, don't I? Yeah. Well, give us all the details.
Just having biscuits and gravy and scrambled eggs, sausage patty, and pancakes, and milk, and juice, and coffee for the drinks. It's all for your will.
And good conversation.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Pancakes and drinks, all for free will donation.
What time's it starting, Kev?
Six to ten.
You guys like to get up early on a Saturday, don't you?
Yeah, we'll be there early.
Are you cooking?
No, I'm not.
The prep is donating
the gravy, and the donkey's going to donate some fruit for us, but the rest of it will cook. I'm not cooking, but the rest of it, the guys will cook.
So it's safe.
Yeah,
I'm just giving
she's
you a hard time.
She's giving you a hard time today. Here, you're doing all the work calling in, and she's giving you a hard time.
Yeah, well, he could cook. He's not kidding anybody. He can cook.
Well, you used to cook the gravy.
Yeah, you used to. I know.
The prep start donating, and that's a good thing. So we just start using them.
So what will the funds, do you have anything specific that you're planning on using the funds for this time, or do they just go to a general fund?
Just stuff for we need on the trucks. We're getting a new grass rig too sometime this year, and we'll need to buy stuff for that truck and just stuff like that. Stuff we need around the station.
Yeah, I'm excited for you guys to get that new grass rig because I know that one that's there has been there for eons.
Yeah, we used to be on a rescue truck.
Uh huh.
And we changed into grass rig, but yeah.
So what will happen to the old one?
Oh, we'll probably get rid of it. Try to sell it or something.
Sure. I wondered what happened. You know, you wonder what happens to old vehicles like that if you try and sell them to somebody else or if somebody, I don't know, you keep it in the back lot in case of emergency or what. I just wondered what happens to those things.
Yeah, I doubt if we keep it, but it's still a good truck. It's got a brand new motor in it.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So, yeah.
Still a good truck.
All right. How's everything else going with the fire department over there? And we're referring, by the way, to the Michigan Town Volunteer Fire Department is where this is taking place on Saturday, by the way.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You guys have any other supplies or things that the community could bring in for you when they come this weekend?
Oh, I don't know. Just good conversation, I guess.
All right. All for a free will offering. You guys do a great job, so we will be happy to help you spread the word.
They don't turn around snacks.
All right. Thank you much.
Hey, thank you, Kevin.
Thanks.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Michigan Town Fire Department having their B's and G's, eggs, fruit, sausage patties, and pancakes, and drinks, all for a free will offering this Saturday from 6 o'clock until 10.
Yeah, and it is really cool. Prep and Go is making the biscuits and gravy and Angry Donkey's donating fresh fruit for him to have as well. So pretty cool.
I have some other things that we need to talk about here today.
There's a lot.
A Taste of History is happening tomorrow at the Frankfurt Library, Celebrate America 250. You can learn about food through our U.S. years, specifically one of my favorites, sugar cream pie.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like that, do you?
No, but that's okay.
Oh, man.
It's an Indiana thing. Yeah.
I do love sugar cream pie. So that's tomorrow at the library.
Yeah.
I would suggest you not miss that one.
You already missed registration. That was on Friday.
Yeah, but I bet if the library.
You might be able to still get in on that a little bit.
Also tomorrow, and again, you have a short time to get registered for this as well with our friends at the Paul Philippi Resource Center. They're heading to Christo's in Lafayette. You do have to call and let them know if you are meeting them there or riding the bus. That's tomorrow as well. But again, you have a very limited time to get them called to let them know how you plan to join them. So you would need to do that today. Also, coming up is the GOP golf outing. That's Thursday, June 11th. 8 a.m. is registration. 9 a.m. is a shotgun start. That you also have to register by tomorrow for. A lot of things, you have to be registered by tomorrow for, it looks like. I don't know why June 2nd was such a specific day to be registered by, but there's a lot of things that you do need to get registered for. And also tomorrow, June 2nd, from 2 o'clock until 3 at the Thorntown Public Library, they're having a children's program. If you would like more information, check out their website or Facebook page, but that's something that's happening over there. And this is so cool. I am so glad that the Parks Department has started this mm-hmm. year. They're doing block parties.
Yeah, that's unreal.
I think it's cool. Coming up, the first one is on Wednesday, June 3rd. This is Luther Howe, or as we call it, the Green Street Park. They're all from 6 o'clock until 8, but the first one is at Green Street Park. And it's fun for all ages. Music, food, activities and games, bounce houses. There will be touch a truck. It's just a great chance for people to come together either in that neighborhood or for some of the other neighborhoods to come and, you know, check out the other parks and talk to people over there. What a great social event, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
And so this is just the first one this week, but there will be one on the 3rd, the 10th, the 17th, and the 24th, and they're just going to make their way around these smaller parks. So none of these block parties are at the TPA park, but they're at the smaller parks, which reminds me, don't forget that the Sapphire Bay is open for the season, and they do have water walking. If you have any questions on that, you can check out their Facebook page or on these things that we have. Folks, you're always welcome to give us a call here at the station after we get off the air as well. So
exactly, because we have all kinds of information. We have stacks and stacks
here
of
today,
it. And
lots of things happening this week.
Exactly.
We got a caller on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller.
Hey. Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you, Kim?
I'm doing pretty good, thank you. Whatever happened to the Lieutenant Governor's porn scandal? Did it get swept under the rug?
Honestly, Kim, I don't know.
Go ahead.
I don't know. I haven't heard as much about it this week. I was gone over the weekend, so I haven't been here to see what was happening on the news.
Uh-huh.
But there were still things talk of it before I left, so who knows?
I don't know. Well, anyway, in the Views and Voices the other day about Rakita and Banks, and what it was, the headlines is Rakita and Banks, their tribute to Claude Rains, which means that on Casablanca, when he was told to go shut down Rick's, and he says, "What? Scandal? I don't know anything about it." And so this is Rakita and Banks. If they're unaware of Diablo, then they must be blinder than Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles combined.
Wow. Okay.
One thing on Trump. The administration has dropped clusters of fraud charges against Indian billionaire, can't pronounce his name, and when he has promised to invest $10 billion with a B to American projects after Trump's election. Wow. Can we say, can you buy America?
Oh, come on. I mean, how much did our previous president and his son?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that works both ways. It works on every, I don't want to say every presidency, but that's not new that, you know, trickles down and so forth. I think that change is difficult. And we don't like change here in this country that much. And I think, you know, with what Trump is trying to do, it's hard. But, you know, if you ask anybody that's trying to make changes, whether you're trying to stop drinking or stop eating, change isn't easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to go through. So there's a lot going on, though.
And he is, I thought he decimated Iran. Now we're sending in troops and he doesn't know what to do. And in my opinion is, foreign countries play the long game. They play all four quarters. And Trump plays 5 minutes and then declares victory.
Well, it's been more than 5 minutes, and certainly longer than I think he initially thought that we would be there.
Yeah.
And I do think this became a little stickier than he thought. I think he thought he could go in with big guns, meaning just himself and his big personality and big threats, mm-hmm. and get this taken care of. And I don't think it's been quite that easy. But I don't think we want to walk away yet. I don't know. I mean, we've heard about Iran for how many years from how many different presidents. So,
And they really didn't do anything. Come on.
Yeah. Well, I do know this. I just came from Houston, where the gas prices are cheaper than they are in Indiana. So.
Oh, that's
good. That shouldn't be a surprise, I guess.
And one more. The Chinese government in 2020 banned Marco, and he all of a sudden he got in with Trump, you know, in China. Is he still wearing those clown shoes?
Oh,
Did you see those? Oh, God, they're two or three sizes too big.
I haven't seen that. I don't know what that is.
That?
No, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, Trump bought them all shoes, and they told what size they wore. He wore an 11, and he doesn't wear an 11. And then he, God. Oh, and one more thing. Let's see. Cindy, you're a Republican. So it's Bessett. He said 80% of Republicans don't feel the pinch of the economy, or is it strangulation?
I think there's a pinch in the economy, and I feel it. But I think change is going to come with some pain. I don't think it's going to happen just overnight, and I don't think we're going to have change without feeling it. And so if we have to go through some bumps to get there, and that would be regardless of what side, you know, is in control at the time. If they're trying to make change, I think we're going to feel it.
Absolutely.
And so my thinking, my thought process would be, it might hurt now, but the hope would be, it's like having surgery. It hurts, but you hope you're going to come out better in the end. You just hope you have a good surgeon.
Yeah.
You hope malpractice is not part of the ending there.
Well, thank you, Amy.
Always good to hear from you, Kim. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. If you have questions or comments, 659-3338. We would love to hear from you as well. Don't be shy. Call in. I mean, we try and be nice to our callers.
Mm-hmm.
So I like it when Kim calls, because we can just be happy and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, a few other things happening around locally.
Sorry.
From Burlington, the town joint park board meeting, that's happening on the 3rd. That's at 7 o'clock at the Burlington Community Park. What are you giggling about over there?
There are so many open-ended things but I can't do it on the air. So anyway.
Oh, you can. You just can't say them the way you're thinking them.
Yeah. They lose their meaning if I don't. So.
Do I need to get a beeper button?
No, that's okay. That's okay. No.
The Frankfort Street Department is having a city auction. It's coming up June 6th at 10 o'clock. The preview is Friday the 5th. The preview is from 10 o'clock until 2. And so the city auction then is Saturday at 10 a.m.
Do you have a list 905. Of what's on it?
I do not. Do you have that list?
No,
it's at 905 Burlington Avenue. So I was just glad to have this. So
yeah.
I'm guessing maybe you can go to frankfort-in.gov. Maybe you can see there. But again, the preview is Friday. If you actually want to see those things, that's how you can do that. Coming up on Thursday, from 1 o'clock until 3. The Frankfort Curbside Care is happening. No appointment needed. Again, this is with our friends at Living Alternatives Pregnancy Resource Center. A chance to get lots of free things that you may need if you have small children, diapers, wipes, and other available baby supplies. There's a Dine to Donate coming up. That calendar is still on the 4th. I keep looking at it, and it's messing me up. So on Thursday, the 4th, this is with Little Miss Cupcakes Dine to Donate. And this is another CRAM fundraiser. And, of course, CRAM is bringing the Christian concert to the Hot Dog Festival this year. And so if you would like to help with that, all you have to do is go to Little Miss Cupcakes Dine to Donate. If you haven't heard, Little Miss Cupcakes, by the way, will be moving locations here in the, I think, pretty near future, right? Do we know when that's happening? I mean, I don't have it right in front of me, but she is going to be taking that building
going down
that had Froyo.
Froyo's was
yes. So she'll have a little more parking there. It will be a little bigger. They have outgrown that space rather quickly, and they kept rearranging the inside, trying to make more room. But at some point, you just can't rearrange enough, right? So that's what's happening there. But the Little Miss Cupcakes Dine to Donate is 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., a full day coming up on Thursday. So you can look forward to that. Also, guess what starts this week? Thursday Thunder.
Yeah.
Cruise in and car shows. There will be music, food, and shopping. The first one is Thursday. Those are from 5:30 until 8. And they're right downtown, so you can't miss them.
Veterans Park.
Mm-hmm. Veterans Park. You can't miss them.
Yep.
And so come and join us for all the Thursday Thunder events. I think those are
first
cool.
And third Thursdays of the month. And it's really cool.
Yeah. I like that they do that.
Yeah. It is neat.
If you are in Carroll County or you have students who are in Carroll County, junior leaders, they're hosting their Madam Carroll Boat Cruise. Registration closes on Friday, which is why I'm mentioning to you today, because the cruise is on the 8th. So we need to make sure we get this on CarrollCountyDailyNews.com as well.
And it is open up junior leaders of other counties as well.
That is exactly right. So you can bring your $20 ticket payment to the Clinton County Extension Office, and that should be made out to the Clinton County 4-H junior leaders. Madam Carroll, that was so much fun. Going on the Madam Carroll as kids.
Oh, yeah.
Doing that with the youth. So that's coming up this weekend, and what a cool thing for them.
We actually got a chance to play on there. The dance band.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Got the chance to play it on the Madam Carroll. Back in the day. I'm dating myself, but yes.
No, I get it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know what else is coming up on Friday?
What?
The Strawberry Festival.
Oh, well, yeah. I guess May,
it's hard
June.
For me
yeah.
to believe that this is.
I know. This is the 1st of June, but yeah, that's right.
I mean,
it is time for a Strawberry Festival.
Yes, I'm with you. It's hard to believe. Oh, okay.
It's crazy.
The Paul Philippi Resource Center Strawberry Festival is happening Friday, 12 o'clock until 6. This year, they're taking it back to the basics and serving shortcake only. $6 for strawberry shortcake loaded with Glover's ice cream and whipped topping. Delivery is available for group orders to businesses. They will also include the bake sale and puzzle sales as well. This is the Senior Center fundraiser. And again, that's at 401 West Walnut Street in Frankfort. So just going back to basics and doing the strawberry, which I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
So Mel and I usually try and sneak over there and get some strawberry shortcake.
You do. I hit the bake table.
You hit the bake table, but I get strawberry. Yeah,
I'm not a strawberry shortcake.
I know. What is that? That's another Indiana tradition.
I'm sorry. I like
chocolate.
Okay,
let me ask you about this one.
Okay.
Okay, you don't do sugar cream pie.
Nope.
You don't do strawberry shortcake.
Nope.
What about like the old drink floats, like either root beer and with ice cream or sometimes Coke with ice cream or whatever your drink is with ice cream? You don't do those either?
Mm-mm.
How?
I like my ice cream.
Just ice cream?
Ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, I like just ice cream.
Don't screw with my ice cream.
Sweet corn you like. That's an Indiana tradition.
Mm-hmm. I love sweet corn.
Pork burgers, Indiana tradition. Tenderloin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know she likes tenderloins.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but just not some of these other things, huh? They're all sweet things
the
that
sweet
you don't
things,
seem to like.
I'm not much of a sweet person.
Okay.
Just the basics. On sweets, I never have been though, but I can go out and I'll eat lettuce and stuff straight out of the garden, you know, rinse it off with the hose and eat it.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'm more of I've always been more of a rabbit food person. You can't tell by looking at me, but yeah.
She does sneak some chocolate occasionally, so I respect that. You have all my respect for that.
Yeah. But you do notice that I make sure the candy jar is full of pretty much everybody else's stuff.
I do.
Not mine.
I've been trying to stay out of there lately, trying to drop a few pounds myself. Frankfort Parks and Recreation is presenting the Movies in the Park, and the first one is coming up on Friday? Now there's a glare. Friday.
I was going to say, I thought they were on Friday night.
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah.
All movies are at dusk at Prairie Creek Park. You can even bring food in from a picnic or maybe downtown restaurant and enjoy. So the first one starts this week as well. Again, part of everything that's happening during the summer months, thanks to the city of Frankfort and our Parks Department.
Yeah, shout out to them. Man, what a concert this weekend. Granted, I was here because we had the ball games on, but you could hear the concert. It was great when you were outside and driving past at night after we got all the ball games closed out. They were still packed.
I didn't hear what happened at the ball games. I haven't even had a chance to check.
Rossville girls.
Yes.
Won the sectional for this, Rossville girls got beat in their sectional. They moved up a division because they won state last year. Because they won, they had to move up.
Right.
But they lost. Clinton Prairie girls got their second in a row sectional title.
Look at them.
So
nice.
they will be moving on. I believe it's in Union City starting tomorrow night is when regionals go.
Okay.
And then in the boys game, it's tonight following your remote at Nickel and Rye. You're going to be there from 4 to 6.
Yes.
Roughly as soon as you are done, I'm probably going to have you just send it to Sam and Kyle at Clinton Prairie for the boy, or at Carroll. They're going to be up at Carroll for the boys sectional championship between Rossville and Prairie. And I think this is going to be a barn burner.
Yes.
I really do. I think if you can be there, please go and support the teams there.
Go eat at Nickel and Rye, then head to the game.
Head to the game. And if you can't, then tune in here on WILO. The game will be right here. And yeah, that's going to be a barn burner. It's going to be a heck of a game.
Also, coming up this weekend, Optimist Club and Lions Club are having their annual fishing derby for youth and families. This is at the Frankfort Lagoons coming up on Saturday. Registration is at 9 a.m., fishing until noon, followed by a light lunch and awards for participating youth and adults. This is an Indiana DNR free fishing day, so your fishing license not required for this.
Yeah.
You do have to bring your own fishing pole and bait, or you can use theirs. And by the way, all youth under 18 must be accompanied by a parent or adult guardian. So if you have more questions on this one, you can actually call and talk to Liz, because Liz knows all about the Optimist Club. And so it's a free fishing day and a fishing derby.
And if you have never been, it is the most fun. It is a lot of fun. If you've got kids that little, especially little kids, grandkids, whatever, take them, have fun. It's a great day. And it's just an amazing time out there. It's so cool to watch a little kid reel in their first fish.
Circle Park Bike Race was originally scheduled for May 16th. However, it got rained out that day.
Yep.
So that is happening this weekend. That's on Saturday. Registration starts at 10:30. The races start at 11. It's for ages 2 through 12. They'll also have bounce houses, music, and food. So again, the Circle Park Bike Race is coming up on Saturday. So that is just a rain date from when it was rained out in May.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Wabash and Erie Canal is having one of their nature walks. That's coming up on Saturday as well. This is with David McCain. This is at Canal Park and the Delphi Bayou. So if you would like questions or have questions about that, you can check out Wabash and Erie Canal on Facebook or go to their website. If you haven't been there, it's really cool. I did not know a lot about the Wabash and Erie Canal until I started going up there. And I sat down and talked to Mike, and it's really very unique and cool. Yes.
A lot of history.
So if you're looking, this is the thing. If you're looking for something unique for your children or grandkids or whoever, you can really go ride on the canal boat. Like, they have a real boat and canal there. So you can go check that out and do that. It's a lot of fun. Also, I love this time of the year. Vacation Bible School is starting for a lot of the kids. And St. Matthew is having their Vacation Bible School June 7th through the 11th, 6 to 8 p.m. each evening. This is for ages 4 through through 12 at St. Matthew Church. So if you would like to be, you know, go to that. Registration is open, but you might check with them. And I do have a code, but you can call the church or whatever and enjoy Vacation Bible School. So, and you don't have to be a member of the church to enjoy Vacation Bible School. They would just love to have as many children show up as they can. It's a great, I used to love Vacation Bible School when I was a kid. Did you sing those songs?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I liked that. At Indiana Beach at the Ballroom, all shows start at 8 o'clock, and coming up on Saturday, it's wrestling live in the ballroom. So that's what you can look forward to. Says Flow Wrestling live in the ballroom. I don't know what that really means or stands for, but
I don't know.
I don't either. This is the start of the last month to make a difference by fueling up with our friends at Good to Go. You can round up your total purchase, and that roundup again will go to CRAM, Christ Rescues All Mankind. And CRAM is bringing the summer concert to the hot dog festival. And so you can do that all in June. All you have to do is just round up. And that's really the list of events coming up for this week. There was a lot of them.
Yeah.
Again.
And that's just this week.
That's right. MJ is taking another vacation day as the triplets graduated this past weekend. So yeah. Congratulations to not just the triplets, but all the local graduates.
Yeah, I was going to say, all the graduates.
And I think we have one more
to go.
This weekend, maybe?
Is it this weekend or next weekend that is the crossing?
Graduation this Saturday at 10 o'clock at First Nazarene. Thank you, Susan Casper.
Yep.
And so you will also be able to watch that on HoosierlandTV.com. Mm-hmm. And so congratulations. It is open to the public. Also another unique experience if you would like to go.
Yeah.
Because I like they get the graduates up there to talk. Mm-hmm. And they each get to say something. And I think that's very, if you go to a big school or a regular school graduation, not that this isn't a regular school, but one of our
larger schools.
Yes, larger schools. Not every student gets up to talk or able to talk about their journey. And these kids have a chance to get up and talk about their journey and how they got to where they are. And I mean, it's a big milestone for somebody to graduate from high school. I mean, that's where your life kind of changes. You suddenly become an adult.
Yeah.
And then you realize that when you begged all those years, I can't wait to be an adult. And then you're like, oh, paying bills is not nearly as much fun as I thought it was going to be.
Can we go in reverse?
That's exactly right. Would you go back, though? Would you go back to being young again?
No.
Me either. And people say, oh, I'd love to go back to be a... No way.
No. Even though the physical side of it is not so much fun, I am enjoying this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yes. Just aging is it's a blessing.
Yeah.
If you're aging, you're continuing, right?
Yeah.
So it's a blessing.
Yeah, no, I enjoy it. I enjoy my children as adults.
I do too.
I mean, I enjoyed my kids when they were little too, the whole process.
Yeah, but they're funny. But, when they're adults, they can say what they're really thinking and...
Mine did anyway, but...
Yeah, mine did too, but it's just different.
I think the conversation on our side is different. It's not them, it's us. We can actually say what we want to say.
Maybe it is that.
And they understand it. And we can have those discussions or have those conversations that are... For me, the greatest part was when my children were developing their sense of humors and their sarcasm.
Yes.
Especially the sarcasm, because my whole family is nothing but sarcasm. So, it was great to see the kids, the timing of their humor.
I did miss a couple of things. By the way, the Sugar Creek Gourd Patch, this is happening with the Quinn Room at the Thorntown Public Library. It's an arts and crafts for adults. That's happening tomorrow at the library, 2 o'clock until 4. And then Wednesday is a senior luncheon. That's at the library in Thorntown as well from 11:30 until 12:30. They have things happening, I'm telling you, every day.
You need to get on their websites. It's crazy.
They're having, just this week alone, okay? So they have the hobby horse program for children. They've got this gourd patch program for adults. They've got the luncheon for seniors. They've got teen person-to-person paint challenge. That is coming up on Wednesday. Also Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30. For toddlers and children, a story time, then another senior luncheon on Thursday. This is just this week.
Yeah. The calendar is jam-packed for Thorntown Library. It's amazing everything that they have that they're doing. For such a small library, it's just amazing what they're doing. And check out our libraries. Absolutely. Here in Clinton County. Get on the website. Check out the calendar. Holy moly.
Yes, and their summer reading program has started. So yeah. If you would like to get involved with that, you can do that.
MyFCPL.org. Mm-hmm. Get on there. Check it out as well. Both of those, between the two libraries, you should not have any problem finding something to do and finding something for your kids to do.
And thank you to Kevin for calling in this morning and letting us know about the Michigan Town Fire Department's breakfast this Saturday, 6 o'clock until 10 a.m. I hope you'll come and join me tonight at Nickel and Rye. Again, it is just a really cool I just really was.
I want to see the history that they've restored. Yes. They've done so much.
It's just so well done. I've got to give it to them. And if you don't know, Brady also has the Chop House in Lebanon on the Square. So he has been running a restaurant for quite some time. He's been very successful, and he's bringing that to Frankfort here. And he really did, he and his wife and the group that's putting this all together. I know his brother helps because his brother does the automotive part, but it's just really neat on the inside. I hope you all enjoy it as much as I did when I walked in.
It's going to be a variety of menu items. It's not just going to be sandwich and fries, that kind of thing. They're going to have
some steaks.
Hand-cut steaks. Mm-hmm.
So we're looking forward to it. Come out and join me again. You might want to call and get a reservation. Reservations are not required, however. And so, I will be broadcasting from 6 o'clock or 4 to 6 tonight at Nickel and Rye on the Square in downtown Frankfort. So I hope you'll stop by. I'll be giving away tickets. I don't know to what yet. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'll figure it out. That's right. And we'll have tickets to give away tomorrow with Matt in the morning right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7 as well.
Shout out to Don Fields from Sheridan. That's who won the tickets this morning. So.
All right. And baseball tonight after the...
Right. Literally, you will be sending it straight out to them on your last break. So.
That sounds great. So lots happening tonight. We appreciate you joining us on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Have a great and safe day, everybody.